Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And I'm spirit walker Nicole.
We are going to be talking today. I was trying to say we're going to be so excited about our show because I say I'm so excited about every show because I really am. And then I was talking about how excited I'm about tomorrow's show and oh my God.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Keep talking.
Anywho. So yeah, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is going to be based on our blueprints, our life paths, right? Are we headed in the right direction? How do we know if we're headed in the right direction? How do we know if our blueprint is, you know, in alignment with what we're doing? Can you see your picture?
Or no, I can't.
Mine is so good. So she's upset, you guys. I'm sorry. I couldn't get the table over far enough. Grab yours. Wheel over here. I did want to have you guys look at these. Aren't they so cool? So we did our Shades of Spirit, the Fierce Four on YouTube last Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Art by Ashley, it was her art corner with Ashley that Sunday. Each Sunday, we each take a different day. And she actually taught us how to paint, you guys. Now we've done one other one with her, which was ultimately a gigantic, I don't know, mess. She did a beautiful job teaching. She is a fantastic artist. It's the people that are learning. But I actually got compliments from her on how I have improved since September. So that is awesome. But it's interactive. So when she does these with us, we're actually going to give you guys the supplies a week ahead of time. You could go out and get the supplies and actually join us. It's very interactive. It's something we only do on YouTube. We don't broadcast it on Facebook. We take readings as well. And we talk about spirits. We talked about chakras and all that fun stuff that goes with energy within colors, our views on it. This coming week, it'll be again every Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Spirit Walker Nicole and I will be teaching and speaking on crystal grids for an upcoming workshop we're doing. So that'll be cool. So stay tuned for that.
You know what's cool is like Ashley and LaShawn, those are two that, like, if you're having a bad day, you want them in the room. Like, you want them to come in and you want to just shut up and just listen to them talk because there is zero chance you're not going to feel better by the time you leave because they make fun of each other and us and everything and the world and, but never in a mean way. And they're just chill.
And that's the thing is that it's just about having fun and taking that moment together and being able to just kind of share something different, look at something different, and to work our creative, you know, creative juices going there. Mm-hmm. We're getting them going. But how do we know that we're even on the right path to do so, right? And that's a good question because I think a lot of us at some point in our lives have been like, doing the right thing. And why do we ask that?
A multitude of reasons.
Give us a few.
You just might have that weird feeling. You might just, something doesn't seem right. Something seems off. You seem out of balance. You look around and things don't have the purpose or joy or meaning that they once did. And you're just like, wait a second. And you think, like, when you're little, you're like, okay, I want to be a doctor. And you do everything you can to get there. And then you get there and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to be a doctor. And then what do?
Yeah. You really go in and reevaluate your life. I know that that happens to, you know, a lot of us, we have woken up in the sense of what is my purpose this past year? And I think that's probably why you picked the show was because you're like, what is our purpose? We're getting a lot of readings asking, what direction am I supposed to go in? I forgot what it is that I like to do, right? Because a lot of what we like to do is outside of our homes, outside and in interacting with people. And now we've gone inward and we've kind of lost that fire within, right? And when you guys work with us, like, we're going to hit on topics that we cover in working with you to get you back on your path. And it's more for you to figure out that guidance from your spirit team and using us as the channels. We're not going to tell you what to do. So if you're looking for someone to tell you what you're going to do, that's not us. But we're going to work with your energy. We're going to work with your spirit team. We're going to work with you, help you get back on track. Sometimes we just need validation, right? So I've had a lot of people lately had the epiphanies, and they're like, I just need some validation on where I'm going. Some people are looking at new endeavors and wanting to know, you know, which one's the right one for them. We can go in and look at that. Sometimes they want to connect to the past loved one to make sure that, you know, that they're proud of them, and that's still okay. So that medium side kicks in. Sometimes we need to move some energy out, right?
A lot of times we need to move some energy out.
Mm-hmm. So we want to get rid of some of that Akashic karmic energy that has come in, some of our ancestral karmic energy coming in, past life energy. If you tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m., same place, same time, I Have Soul Radio, I will be doing past lives and I will be doing readings for you guys. Very short mini readings to give you a glimpse on what maybe you need to work through right now from a past life that's residual energy to move forward. Sometimes all we need is a little help when it comes to balance and regrounding and aligning our energy, right? It's all connecting you back to your life path. Maybe you want to call it a blueprint. Maybe you want to call it your soul's purpose. And this is what we're going to work on today and getting you connected on that level. So, you know, the first thing is that we all have a soul blueprint, right?
We do.
Pre-birth. Mm-hmm. Soul blueprint, your life path, whatever it is. You being the connector of the angels and your guides and stuff. Mm-hmm. How do you, and maybe they've shown you with your own, how do y'all just sit around like this? Is, I think, what people want to know. When you're up there ready to come back and you're making that plan as that spiritual being and you've had all these lifetimes, what do you do? You're like, all right, everybody, let's meet on Tuesday, the 27th at 4 p.m. together. You and you are going to join me this lifetime. My angel is with me. How does that go down up there?
I mean, I can't speak to the like literal like experience of it because obviously we can ask our spirit team to show us what it is. In my readings and when I go into my own Akashic records, it is a lot like that, where you do set that meeting up, you have your team there and the angels, and you guys look at what it is that you want to learn in this life and how are you going to get there. And you pick out like, okay, I want this to happen. I want this to happen. This is going to be a setback. And of course you have free will, so it's all fluid, but that is sort of what happens is you do set up that meeting with the, okay, these are the lessons I want to learn. I want to work on this go around. And that's what happens.
I always think of it as like, you're in, and I love the way you do that. You're the CEO of your own spirit team anyway. Mm-hmm. And you're in that boardroom, right? But for me, mine is outside, right? Or it's in my hall, if you will. You could call it a hall of records. I go in there for my Akashic sessions. But we all gather around together and we just share that space and decide what we're going to learn. Now, what's interesting with our blueprint is that we choose every experience that we want to learn, experience we want to experience. We choose the big challenges that we know we're going to face. And I know some of you are like, there is no way in heck that I chose this flip in life, right? Or I chose this particular situation or this particular person. But you know what? We do. And that became a hard lesson to learn for myself, of just certain life lessons that we go through from childhood. And, you know, why would I have wanted to put myself in that situation or that place and time? But it's because I had a lesson to learn. We choose our parents before we come and they choose us. So it is kind of like, you know, you two over in the corner, are you coming back this time? Great, let's go together, right? Maybe it's part of your soul group. Maybe it's like, all right, you two, we didn't really get that one down last time when I was your mom and we were married. So let's switch it up. Let's see how we can evolve that relationship.
To me, it also kind of looks like a football play. Like if you think of a football coach in a locker room, you know, whiteboard, and all the guys and girl, whatever you're playing are like around and they're doing all those wild stuff on the whiteboard. Same principle. Like, okay, you, this is what I want to help. Can you help me with this? And you, spirit guide over here, this is when I want you to come in. And it's kind of like that.
I like that. You've got like the X's and O's, yeah, over here on your master plan. You know what? We also choose where we're going to live. I think we How many times have you moved total?
Move it along.
You know, how many
move
times?
It along.
But the funny thing is that we've both moved about the same amount of times.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, how is one of my lessons to learn packing? Or
moving frustrations.
Or moving frustrations, right? We choose major challenges that we want to encounter that we know that needs to expand for our soul growth. We choose when we're going to be born, what time we're going to be born, and how that plays into astrology, how that plays into numerology. We choose the people that we interact with, again, our soul family. And doesn't have to be relatives. It can also be friends. It can be soul groups that we have, right? And what we learn from them. So before we go to break, because we got a few more minutes here, what is our purpose here? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest question. And have you identified it? So you tell your story, because you got a story.
So I know for a lot of my life, I know that I was sort of looking, I mean, I my life, it's fun. I, you know, have my little goals and I would do this and, you know, up and whatever, but there was always something missing and I didn't know what it was. You know, I had my gifts and stuff that I sort of kept to myself for the most part and wasn't really sure what was going on. Didn't really explore them that in depth. But when I started working with spirit, that's when I knew. I'm like, oh, finally. Because it was just like, I can't really articulate it very well, obviously, because I'm stumbling. But it's something that when I started doing it, I knew that this was what I was meant to do. This was what I was supposed to do. It gave you me the feeling of accomplishment and that closeness and connection with spirit. Now that I was consciously doing it, making it a point to study it and learn about it and the connections that I was making with other people, it brought me to that point that I'm like, this is absolutely, this is what's been missing. That there's always been a missing piece and I found it. And then it's just like, okay, what am I going to do about it? You know?
And what's sometimes tricky, you guys, is that we might be on two different paths to complete the blueprint. So think of that, right? Two different paths that bring us back to that main blueprint, meaning it's our human life and our spiritual life. And sometimes they don't go hand in hand based on the choices that we wanted to make as the human, but we also are so evolved on the spiritual side of it that we also have to take that on as well. And so sometimes what we have to do is we have to find the duality in both of those in order to bring those back together to continue to form that bigger blueprint. A lot of times you'll find that in people that have been through many, 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 many past lives that are working through their ascension on the spiritual side of it. They're very spiritual beings on one hand, and usually, not all the time, they don't develop that that need to know, if you will, until later on in life. They've lived the human life for quite some time, and then all of a sudden they're like, holy cow, I actually am being drawn. And that's what we're seeing with a lot of people in their mid-30s on, like, holy cow, I'm on my road to a different path, and yet I still need to learn these human lessons. And we're actually getting a lot of people to help guide them and direct them on being able to balance it as well. So you guys, we are taking write-ins. I'm going to be pulling cards from the Energy Oracle. And this deck is awesome.
What's a write-in?
Write-ins on Facebook. Okay. Thus leading us to readings. All right. I got it before Jacob could bleep me out. But you know, you can write in, let me know that you want energy reading. And we can kind of see where that energy is taking you right now on your path. You can also call in at 1-800-930-2819. And we will see you right after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
I don't want you to look at me. Welcome back, everybody. It's psychic medium Jamie here with Shades of Spirit, unplugged spirit walker Nicole. That's the kind of day we're having.
Good times.
Your life path is not leading in the same direction as mine right now. All right. So welcome back, you guys. We are discussing our life path, our blueprint, where we're headed in life, where we've been. That's what's the joy of a blueprint, if you will, is that it is something we can read forwards and backwards and vice versa. We cannot predict the future, everyone. We cannot predict the future. Okay. But what we can do is that we can help guide you and we can help give you some direction in order to kind of help you out on where do we go next. We've got Nicole Moreno, we've got Victoria F, we've got Kelly McClure, and we've got Terry. You're all getting cards today. So just stay with us as we go through this part of it. So you know what, if we have a soul blueprint, spirit walker Nicole.
Yes, Jamie.
How does free will factor into it?
Free will factors in every single day. So you do have your blueprints and you kind of have like, okay, this is my plan. This is the way I'm going. But your choices do affect those blueprints. And so, people get into a debate of, okay, well, fate versus destiny, which is, and also like, okay, well, what if I turn right instead of left and I get in an accident or whatever it is. And every day our lives and destinies are filled with those free will choices. So it just, for that answer, it really depends on who you ask, on what they think. Like if it's in my blueprint, it's definitely going to happen. And somebody could say, well, yeah, but if you do this, it's the blueprint's going to change. That can happen too. So it's a tough question.
I'll just let you keep answering it then.
Well,
you seem to have all the other answers.
I'm doing my best.
No, but I mean, she is right, you guys. And our major experiences are planned out, but it's up to us once we get here in this physical body, whether we want to go through with them or not.
You can also ask our angels and spirit team to kind of modify those plans. And that's a whole other show. But if I do give readings sometimes where the teams will, the people would ask, will ask their spirit teams to kind of interject in that blueprint to make some additions, subtractions, modifications, if you will, in order to change the way things are going.
Exactly. And remember too, that when we are learning through, through doing, that's what we, you know, humans, that's what we're at. We will pick challenging things and we also pick things that are fun and enlightening, right? And so you have to bring that back into your space. And that is a big part of when we go dark, when we're in that darkness, when we're feeling low, when we're trying to come out of it, that there is part of our blueprint that is fun and exciting and it's exhilarating and it's to learn, it's to balance that energy out as well.
There will be dark spots along your path. I mean, of course, Earth school is not all rainbows and unicorns all the time, But as long as you're learning from mistakes, you're learning from the dark spots and knowing that there is a light at the end of that path and that's where you're going. And it's the people who choose to get stuck in that dark and never move forward. That's when you have the problem.
It brings us a sense of accomplishment when we can check something off that spirit box, right? And what's funny is that, you know, some of you do, I have seen that you have guides that have the clipboards and they're like, and they got this done and then that done. And if we take a moment to listen to our spirit team mm-hmm. and be able to connect with them, which we'll talk about in a next segment, that is going to be a good way for us to be able to feel that we've accomplished that, even if we feel like we have not, right? So that is a big part of it, is that how do you know if you're on the wrong path?
For me, that's a pretty easy one because it's, you feel it, you know, like I said at the beginning, you don't have that connection, that zest for whatever you're doing. So really think about the task that you're doing. If you're in a job that you despise going to, and when you get to the job you despise going to, you hate interacting with the people or the task or whatever it is. Those are huge red flags that your body and your is like, why do you hate it so much? It's you're because you're not doing what you want to do. You're not on the right path. Now there's times when you might have to do a job, you know, for a little while to kind of gap something while you're on your way to another thing. And that's okay. But just it's when you're on the wrong path, things don't fit. They don't align. You're not happy. You find the interactions with you have with others might be a little, I don't know, testy or emotional or whatever it is. Whereas think about when you're doing something that you're passionate about, how does that feel? So that's how you know.
It's easy to shift. We just sometimes need a little bit of help.
Yes.
And that's what we do. You know, we can help shift that process for you. It sometimes can be done in a simple reading. Sometimes it needs to be through multiple sessions. Sometimes it's through Reiki. But you can also do it yourself. You always say to people, you can do this yourself. You can tune in. You can tap in. And when our free will kind of sways us in a different direction, our free will can connect with our higher self. Our higher self knows what we're supposed to be doing and it can check in. So our human body, the free will, the ego over here can take a moment, pause, tune in, check in with our higher self, connect with our spirit team and see if it feels right in that gut. And a lot of us ignore that gut instinct to even know if it feels good or not.
Yeah, because their families tell them, no, this is what you should do. Our family mm-hmm. has done this for generations. Why would you think of doing something else? Or maybe you are a medium or an intuitive and you do get the messages. And then society will tell you that, no, that's wrong. You're devil worshiping or whatever it is. And they'll people, individuals, the world, society, social media, they're all going to tell you what they think. That doesn't make it right for you. So that's when you have to know yourself, do the mm-hmm. gut check, and then be strong enough to be like, I'm supposed to be connecting with spirit or whatever it is that you want to do and find a way to do that. That's how you get back on your path.
Absolutely. Speaking of getting back on your path, I'm going to do Nicole and Victoria before we go to break. And then we've got Kelly and Terry and somebody else wants one as well. So
all right.
For your path right now, where you're going for you, Nicole, you got the door to personal healing and happiness. And that is just exactly where you need to be. It's about new beginnings. It's about connecting with some inner healing. Right? I think we all have inner healing to do, but it is time for you to finish letting go of some of this residual energy that's being stored up inside that heart chakra. Obviously it's your heart because that's the area my hand keeps going in to be able to bring that up and out. The changes you're working on are already blossoming with wonderful results. Your business also got it. Letting go of the frustration, letting go of the procrastination of taking care of what you know needs to be taken care of now, like not dragging it on. And it's conversations. That's what they just spelled out in front of me. That inner healing, creating that positive place to live in, that positive energy around you. And if it's going to be, you know, a lower vibration right now, it's actually just kind of moving that energy to the side, not letting go of it. But right now it's about you. It's about that connection, right? Make sure you see your personal intention through continued action and optimistic expectations. Staying optimistic, staying positive, staying in that light. That's a big one for you as well. For those of you that don't know, Nicole Moreno was on our show and has been on with me for Facebook a few times now. She is going to be doing the food for our Mystical Tea Party with Spirit that will be happening on April 17th. It'll be my first live in-person event that I will have done since COVID. It's going to be out at Winchester at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo that my friend Michelle Beiler-Klein owns. We're going to have food. Nicole's a celebrity chef who has now owned her own business, along with LaShawn Butler's going to be there with us as well. You're going to have four woman entrepreneurs working together in order to start bringing back that connection as well. So Nicole, I can't wait to work with you and see what you have to create for that, but I'm going to leave you with that message. And Victoria, you got the goddess of a moon. Of the moon, and it's intuition and going within. Your cards just always with where you're at, where you're at, right? Following your intuition with what you just messaged me the other day was just amazing for you to stick with that energy. And it says this card holds the eternal spirit. And for crystal clear waters is for you to be able to see reflection now. It's for you to be able to acknowledge that this is the path that you're on. It's about inspiration, finding the inspiration within for you as well. This card is about the ability to receive insights from your soul's point of view. How friggin' awesome is that to go with what we're talking about today and to go with what you're working on for yourself personally on your own spiritual mission journey, if you will. Receiving this card tells you you have the power to get intuitive information on all types of issues. And now is the time to use it. So your intuition is going to help you move forward with all the stuff that you're creating within and externally. And you're not going to have to ask. You're not going to second guess yourself. That's a big part as well. Us not having to ask or second guess ourselves on every single thing that we do.
It happens all the time.
Yep. You got to trust. We just have to trust that. You're always blessed with the ability to connect, but this card is telling you now is the perfect time to open up. Okay. And this is where these amazing inspirational things are going to start coming into your life even quicker, which is fantastic. So I will leave you guys with that and put those cards back in for more readings today. So like I said, I have a mystical tea party that will be on April 17th at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo. The event is posted on our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. You can buy tickets through Eventbrite. There's a link on there. And we're going with the COVID rules. It's outside. There will only be a 10-person limit to this event. We want to keep it so that we can keep everybody kind of spread out and safe. And at the same time, a lot of us are getting back in the groove of things and we're opening up and, you know, in our state. So we're going to start doing this.
Stick your toe in that water.
It is. It's just, That's what it is right now. And doing it with people that, you know, I'm excited to be working with.
What do they get?
They are going to get lunch. So Nicole Moreno, our celebrity chef and woman entrepreneur, owner of her own business, will be doing little finger sandwiches and dessert, and there'll be tea. There'll also be little desserts for us as well. They are going to get readings from John and myself. Everyone gets a personalized reading. There will be visits from mystical animals from the farm as well.
Ashley's going too, yeah.
Ashley said she wanted to join the tea party. Yeah. I'll be doing something else with Ashley along these lines.
Awesome.
Are you trying to ruin all the surprises
sorry.
At one time?
I'm
Hello.
Sorry.
So that'll be, you know, you can register for it now. Obviously weather permitting. If something happens, we'll move the date. Don't worry about that. And you can also get a 1-hour reading with me. It is half off. So it's $75 right now for a 1-hour reading now through April, of this year, 2021. And
that's
you can
a
book
steal.
That.
That's a steal. And you can get gift certificates.
That's true. You can get it on shadesofspirit.com. All right, you guys, we're going to see you after this break and talk more about our blueprint and life path. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit? Have you lost someone too soon and their passing has left you with more questions than answers? If so, join Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. On this show, I leave nothing off limits as I discuss those who have passed under darker circumstances, guide those who may feel ashamed or shocked by a loved one's passing, and provide self-growth to get through the difficult times. Let's go through this together on my show, Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
I'm having a hair crisis. It keeps wanting to pull my nose, and I'm trying not to look like I'm picking my nose on our show today. I know. Trying to keep it classy. I'm just trying to keep the good vibes going. That's where it's at today. Good vibes. We are talking about your soul growth, your life path, your blueprint, whatever you want to call it, right? I mean, people have different names for it.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at me?
Just there, your cadence.
Oh, I can't say it. I have to sing it is where I'm at. And how we can help you and help empower you and give you the tools in order to find these answers out yourself. Now, a big thing that this is kind of controversial on this side, okay, is your soul group that helps you learn your blueprint, right? And helps you learn your life challenges, helps you learn self-love. If you guys tuned into the KKNW show I did a few weeks ago, that was on the Sylvia Brown book, The Other Side. And that is about, you know, me going through there and seeing, does that still resonate with me from 20 years ago? Or has things evolved? Have I learned new things? And the one thing that she had said in there was that the way I interpret it was that, you know, we're here to learn these lessons. And there wasn't anything really about love and learning that. It was all about kind of just this heavy stuff. And for me, I thought that doesn't resonate, because I think a big part of it, and I know for my own path, is self-love, is to love others. Yes, hurt comes in forms, you know, even from that first kiss in seventh grade and those type of things, right? Heartbreak, and sometimes even bigger. But at the same time, that love kicks in. And we pick people to do this with. Right. Mm-hmm. And that is like where people first, that's the first, like, you know, thing that gets controversial. It's like, I wouldn't have picked that for myself. Okay. But in order to learn the lessons we needed to learn, you know, for me, I believe in reincarnation and all the other stuff that goes on. Yeah. Yeah, we did. Right.
I like the confidence that they say that with, I would have never agreed to fill in the blank.
Yep.
And you're like, uh-huh.
Okay.
Moving on.
Once we get into like that reading, or we do a past life reading, and maybe that person ties into that energy, it all starts to come to a head and they're like, oh, I get it now. Right. But your soul group is a group of people you incarnate with that help you along your journey. Like I said earlier, it's not your soul group can be coworkers. It can be your tennis team that you play on the weekends. It can be anybody, your buddies that you go surfing with every Wednesday, right? That you meet after work. These are little soul groups, little pods, if you will, of people that are here to help us, right? And I can guarantee that if one of you wants to prove me wrong, that each and every one of us has different groups and that you are a little bit of a different person in each one of those groups. Nah, we're not the same person in each one of those groups. That guy that's out there surfing with his group on Wednesdays is probably a different guy than he is when he's at home sometimes, which is also a different person than when he's at work sometimes, right? Because we have different things to learn, and we are ever evolving and growing very quickly in the spiritual sense that we want to learn multiple things at one time. So that's a big part of our soul group. It can be one of our worst enemies, right? It can be that person that hurt us to a core.
Because it teaches you lessons. Yeah. And watch those triggers, people. Because if you're triggered by somebody else or an emotion or a situation and it triggers you, that is like your own, like in your blueprint, you put this in there so you would learn from it. You're either going to let it completely break you,
yep,
or you're going to recognize it for what it is and learn the lesson and move on and either just whatever it is. But like, again, triggers can tell you if you're on the right path, if you're learning, growing. And we put people, we put situations, we put frustrations on our blueprint just because we're learning. That's what it is.
So that's where we get into controversial. That's
controversial.
Thank you. I don't know what I was trying to say. Number two is that we see the higher perspective when we go back into spirit. But for now, we have that understanding, and that helps us navigate to the next step easier once we understand that concept. I get asked time and time again, are they okay in the spirit world? Does my mom and dad see each other? They didn't have the greatest relationship. My mom was not the nicest person. My dad was the giver, vice versa. You know, maybe my grandfather was an alcoholic and, you know, my grandmother should have left him 20 years ago. This was something that I just had in a reading. We jump back into spirit form and it's love and light and we're all healed and we shake hands and we're best friends. Or is it that we hold on to some of this grief? Do we still have things to learn on the other side? Right? From your perspective,
it's better over there, but there is a process. You know, time has a different meaning there than it does for us here. But my experience, it's not, I mean, it's amazing and it's cool, but you still hold on, your energy and everybody's an energetic form, and you're going to hold on to some stuff. Now, if you want to work on letting it go and moving through it, awesome, do it. But it doesn't mean that it's just, but I mean, the spirit side is amazing.
Okay. For me, and my perspective is that they do reunite. It just takes time sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because one evolution of a soul could be in their life review at that spirit level for a much longer time than someone else, even if they passed 20 years prior. And so that person that passed, you know, later, maybe they were higher evolved. Maybe they were on that spiritual path. So they're going to go right up to where that other person has been and working and learning. Because you know what? We don't want to come back and relearn the lessons. We want to continue that growth up there. At the end of the day, are spirits angry at one another? I have not had it where I've had a spirit screaming at another spirit because they're still pissed off about what happened in 1947, right? There still is that love. There's that light energy, but on their own soul growth and pattern, they need to finish that kind of healing process of it. And they may end up going to do that life again and continue to evolve it. Who knows? Because it's part of their soul group, right? We don't know, but that's what's the interesting part of it is that yes, we do heal when we're over there. We do connect, right? But sometimes we have more to learn. Also, have you ever had the feeling that when you've met someone, you've known them before?
Oh, please.
You guys, how about you? Like, how many of you have felt like you've met somebody and been like, why do I know you? You seem so familiar.
Yeah, but it's also weird when it's like bad energy where you're just like you meet somebody and you immediately don't like them, even if you don't have a reason, but they trigger you. And it's like one of those relationships where you're like, look at that person over there eating crackers like they own the place. What the hell is this? Like that's an indication that probably something, you know, if you have no reason or, you know, whatever it is. So it's, again, it's a reflection of your own blueprint.
Well, and that's the interesting part of it as well, is that we become different when we're around certain people, right? So if somebody is going down the wrong path, as my grandmother would say, oh my God, don't be friends with them. They're going down the wrong path. Maybe it isn't the wrong path. Maybe it's their path. But sometimes we get swept up in the wrong path of those people. And so, you know, maybe we wanted to learn X and Y from them, and then we get ourselves out of that. We start to see the light, if you will, or maybe we have the aha moment, or maybe there's a trigger in there of like, I can't do this because this doesn't feel right in my gut. Or maybe it's a horrible accident, you know, or something along those lines where you hear people say, I had the wake up call, mm-hmm. right? And that then steered them back on their path. Like, you learned X and Y, but as human with free will, a lot of them will continue down that because it's easier, that road. And then they get that wake up call, if you will. And now they get snapped back into where they're supposed to be going. So that is a big part of our blueprint, is the people we share our lives with as well.
Our blueprints are messy. They're messy and they're complicated and they're dirty. Crazy, but they're beautiful. And yep. At the end of it, you're like, oh, like that's why.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go to break, I want to read Kelly McClure. Hello, darling. I love that you're coming out of the darkness. I love that you're bringing that energy back. You know, that's what's important for everybody to know, that you're allowed to go into a space, like Nicole said, and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a little bit on the dark side right now. And let me continue that, you know, and let me work through that. But at the same time, finding that path, where am I supposed to be going? What direction am I heading in? Who am I supposed to be doing it with? Jake, have you ever, I'm calling him Jake now. Hope that's all right. Jacob, have you ever heard me squeal as I'm shuffling cards on break?
Yep.
this was a really high-pitched squeal. And it's because one card fell out facing up, as we all know what to do with it, and the other card fell out facing down, and I almost flung it on the ground. So I know it was a two-card pull for you. I don't know. What do you think? Should we skip break? Because we've got a couple more readings we want to do and finish our topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake, I think that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
He's still Jake. My son's Jake, so that's why. So the first card for you, Kelly, is man holding a heart, right? And I don't know. He kind of looks like Rico Suave over here holding this heart. And it's dealing with family, love, or emotions. And it's the masculine energy coming out for you. And it talks about, you know, this tender man sits holding this heart and these flowers. And he's looking for signs of greater clarity, which is what you were asking for, you know, from your spirit team, connecting with them. I need clarity. I need some guidance. I need some direction. Help me come up out of this. It says, these are signs of greater clarity about emotions and their purpose in your life. And you feel at a core level, and it's not always yours. So that gets misinterpreted sometimes as well, because you're carrying energy of your own clients or just people in the grocery store or your family. And so it's trying to decipher what's yours and what isn't. It talks about being a more balanced approach to family and love at this time. And with everything that's gone on in the family, I think you're starting to feel that boat not rocking so much and starting to just kind of flow instead of that rocking motion. Because none of us are going to have where there is not some type of ebb and flow of family dynamics and relationships. Something will always kind of be out there lingering, even if it's from the past in which we have to work through. It says, if you've been confusing experiences for you in the past, it's time for you to look at them in a different light, a different aspect, perspective. This card was upright, so it's the presence. It could signal a presence of a new man in your life. Woo! Wouldn't that be fun, Spirit Walker Nicole?
A new man in my life or her life?
Her life.
Oh, yes. That'd be good for Kelly.
Energy, right?
Yeah.
Just to connect that way. Whether or not this man is a love interest or a friend, he will bring high intention to help where personal projects, family, or home issues are concerned. So it is on that aspect of it. So that is that card. Then the other card that fell out, I mean, why wouldn't it? Let's give me a break, Kelly. Doors of spirit, or doors to spirit. Spiritual awakenings and new beginnings. And it has a beautiful dove on it. So look for doves, right? And it says, this door opens to the expansive energetic realm where all new beginnings originate. I feel like you can finally breathe. Like, I just feel like it's starting to flow. Like, there isn't this tight mass between your solar plexus and your heart chakra. Like, I feel like this is dissipating a little bit. It says, the orbs of light are guiding you through the clouds of the earthly world. So keep keep looking at them. That's like a signal for you. You don't just get the usual butterfly, kitten, pony. You're getting orbs. You're getting light. So those flashes of light is actually trying to get you to steer into a different direction towards that path. The door opens into truly unlimited potentials for the changes that happen here, reach into the core of your being, which I love. Also, it says the doors open into unlimited potential. So for you, you know, the sky is the limit. You just have to be in that space in order to get there and to receive it. It also says, don't be surprised if you find yourself becoming even more intuitive. And you guys know that we can always grow and evolve and become more intuitive, more psychic, deeper mediums, just by the practice of it, the intention of it. Now is the time to open up to the unexpected guidance and inspiration of your spirit and continue the connection with your spirit team. And that's going to be where your true identity comes out. That's freaking awesome for a blueprint one.
Let me see that other card.
The man one?
Yeah.
You want to hold Rico?
Yeah, it's weird. Why do they make guys like... Okay.
Rico Suave, right? Where are my friends here who have like your angel deck that's
well,
just...
Well, sometimes think- like they make like the angels in the deck like... hot and it's awkward. I'm like, I don't want to look at them like that. That's why are we doing that? Or they have like their shirt off. I'm like, no, this is not why I want this card.
The PG deck, though some of you do want that deck. That's what's funny. And we will leave you with that. That is so awesome. I love it. I love it. Okay. Terry, we've got Terry on here as well. Let's pull a card for Terry. And then we're going to talk about, do you feel like you're on the wrong path and how to continue searching for what is right? How to tune into that energy as well. But for Terry, okay. Attachment. Okay. So Terry, they want you to separate your attachments from what you think is the path that you're supposed to be on. For you, it's about detaching. It's about disconnecting. It's involving people. I don't even have to look, but we're going to. Perceive a need and the choice to let go. Separation. That's what they keep spelling out for me. It's time for you to do you. It's time for you to go in. It's time for you not to be in that space anymore. I do feel like there's a dark cloud that kind of, let me know how this works, but like, do you feel like you have a dark cloud kind of just following you around? Because also what happens is they tie it to an energy that's kind of around you as well. That might be, what's that word? Like a human that, not an energy vampire, but like somebody that's trying to hold somebody down from like achieving the things that they want in their life.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't want to say a controlling person, but there is somebody
narcissist?
That, well, maybe a little bit. Yeah. Like just that energy seems to be around you as well. And breaking free of that in order to really explore where you need to go. It says the stuff that's keeping you stuck could be physical addictions, emotional patterns, or even old relationships. Are you living in any type of fear? Addicted to old and healthy habits where you can't see the future. And that's where it's like your blueprint right here is in that space of being able to move you in the direction of light, follow the light. And really what I would love for you to do, and anybody could do this, and they're showing me this right now, is to sit in a quiet space. I'm going to make a meditation to go on YouTube shortly with this. And I want you guys to picture one of your spirit guides coming through with a lantern. Those of you that are in a dark, kind of sticky place right now, and you're going to see the darkness and you're going to see the spirit guide come through with the lantern. And I want you to just listen to some meditation music and I want you to follow that spirit guide. And they're going to take you to a place that's up and out of that darkness for a period of time so they can start to absorb that information that they have for you for clarity in order to move you forward in a lighter vibrational state.
That's really good because like they will, if you ask your spirit team and your angels to show up, to help you. I mean, that's what they're there for. They're waiting for that invitation. You have to ask them. They will be there with the biggest lantern you've ever seen and they will light that bitch up for you. Wow. That was a little aggressive. I apologize. It's Wednesday. Sorry. But if you like that, hit the like button.
You are cracking me up. I love it. I want to yell a shout out to Antoinette in Indiana.
Oh,
Susan
yeah.
Drake from Washington. Hello. I love that you guys are on there. And you do. You pick. You have a choice on whether you want to stay in that energy. So we'll leave you with that, Terry. How do you know if you're on the wrong path, Spirit Walker Nicole?
if you're on the wrong path.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like what we talked about. It's the feeling, it's the recognition. And sometimes you're on the right path and you've set yourself up. This is the right path. This is the right path. And then maybe you decide to change it. And then you're like, no, this is where I wanted to go. I've set myself up. But then other things kind of, so your path can change. So it's important to be aware of that and understand that although you've set yourself up for success and at one point you were super like, this is where I'm supposed to go, it can change. Things can change and you have to adapt and making that decision. Changing is okay. And that's hard for some people because they're like, I've got this list. I want to check this box. I want to do this, this, and this. Even though in their heart, they know, crap, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing, but everybody expects me to do this. Everybody wants me to be the cardiologist, but really I want to paint for a living. And I want to just, you know, live by the beach and surf all day.
Now, a big part of this too is when you get done listening to this, immediately just take 2 minutes, okay? Your eyes. You could throw on some sort of on your iPhone or whatever you've got, Samsung. 2 minutes is all I'm asking. Set a timer. Lisa LePage, I know you're on. 2 minutes, that's all I'm asking. And I want you to take a couple deep breaths and I want you to connect with your higher self. So just imagine your soul, that energy within to kind of come up and out of that crown chakra, right? And I want you just to sit in that moment, just for 2 minutes. And just if some other thought comes in, dismiss it. But stay in that moment, right? Because that's going to be that daily gut check-in that we're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Just to stay on our path. 2 minutes is all you need. Whether you get up in the morning, before you go to bed, in the middle of the afternoon, I don't care when, but set aside 2 flipping minutes, you guys, to connect with your higher self, who's in constant communication with the spirit world, your spirit team, your angels. They know what's going on. You may get epiphanies immediately. It might be 2 days later, but the more you do this practice, the more you can gut check, am I on the right path? And what can I do to change course, right? You said keep a journal on ways that we can kind of make sure we're staying on that right path. What else?
Yeah, but not only keep a journal, like read your damn journal. Like don't just write it down and then never look at it again because what's the point? So you can do like, hey, this is my overall goal. This is what I want. But set short-term goals as well. So then you can like go back and check in. Okay, am I hitting the mark on that? I need to tweak this. Then that's what this is though. Like this is a journey and you should enjoy it and understand it, but like figure it out, like put down what you want to do on your phone, an actual journal, whatever you want to do. And then just keep going from there. But yeah.
I love that. Also what you guys can do is get some energy work done. If you are interested in Reiki energy work, if you're interested even in a Reiki massage, let me know. We have a fabulous person up in Temecula who does phenomenal Reiki massages. It's almost a little too creepy, but no, it's a good way. Like she fully gets into that energy. But clear out these energy centers. Allow us to get into maybe a past life that needs to just have a little bit of finality to it, if you will. You know, at the end of the day, that's what spirit said.
No.
I had to use it.
No, you didn't use it right.
I know, but I will.
No.
Okay. You say something.
No, I can't. Now
okay,
it's weird.
See, I need it. I screwed this all up. We have these. That's just a whole thing for us. But make sure that you are clearing out that stagnant energy, right? With gaining clarity through those sessions. Those of you that have had sessions with me, you know, give it a shout out. Like let people know what happened after your sessions and how that helped you. You don't have to come to us. You can go anywhere, but get some of that energy work done because that helps open up the doorways for what's your path that's right in front of you.
And it's never, ever too late to get on the wrong path. I don't care if you are 99 years old and you just realize that you kind of, I don't know, you want to talk to spirit. You can always do that. And that's the thing. There's always your correct path or the right path. The one that feels right is always available to you, no matter how far off you've gone or how crazy, what stuff you've done or the decisions you've made. There's always an opportunity. Your team will always show you where to go back and how to get started again. Easy. I mean, it might be, you might have challenges, but the path is always there.
All right.
I sounded like a Jedi right there.
You did. That was awesome. Yeah. The path is always there.
That's what spirit said.
I've got a card for Ashley. You pull a card for Dawn. We got 3 minutes to go.
Got
we
it.
Can knock those out.
Absolutely.
Ashley, you got the thinking woman. What I love about this card, it's about female of wisdom and understanding. This card shows a woman holding a book, standing before a staircase, leading to higher understanding. You're connecting with people, friends, that is able to help you move into that direction. The people could be a teacher brought to your life at this time to take you in a new direction. I definitely think it's all of us working together on that part of it as well. It also is, you know, being thoughtful and conscientious of your own thoughts. That's a big part to continue following your path. And also it talks about bringing clarity and assistance to the world as you blossom. And that's what you're doing right now. You're blossoming. You are working through that analytical mind and being on that creative side of it as well. And I'm going to leave you with that.
Dawn, yours is the community card, and it's this picture of three beautiful women hanging out. I don't know why they're posing for this picture, but they seem to be. One of them is playing the harp, so one of them has a job. But it's about building that community, finding, and that's absolutely what you're doing, both professionally and personally, and finding those your people that you can connect with, that you can, you know, dabble in the spiritual side of things and also bring that into your professional life as well as your family. And so, it's a short and quick message. The community that you surround yourself is going to be, you know, your safety net and the people that you can always go to. And you're doing a fantastic job building that.
That's what Spirit said.
That's what...
I got it, Jacob. Woo! You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are awesome. Tomorrow night, 5 p.m., join me. We're going to talk about past lives, which is kind of an evolution of this conversation here tonight. And again, that's 5 p.m., same place, same time. Go to shadesofspirit.com. You can book any of our sessions through that modality. I've opened up more days in April because I'm running the special $75 for a one-hour reading. And that's with me. Or you can book a reading with Spirit Walker Nicole and myself as well. We do Reiki sessions. We do past life readings, Akashic readings. I have the Mystical Tea Party with Spirit. That is coming up on April 17th. You guys can sign up on that through Eventbrite. And then don't forget, this coming Sunday, the Fierce Four. It's the Shades of Spirit Roundtable. It's all about crystals. And you can bring your crystals if you want. And you can work with us as well as we're doing it. But yeah, it's so much fun to be able to work with you guys. I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. And thank you all for joining us and interacting with us this evening.
Have a great night.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.